Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
I want you to take a listen to TV and podcast presenter Vogue Williams. She was sharing an experience she had over the Christmas here in Ireland on a podcast recently.
When we were in Ireland, like, I just assumed, like, I have friends and family there. I just assumed one of them might say, do you want me to take the kids off for a walk for half an hour? Not once. Yesterday, I was like, I think I've hit the end of the road here. My mind.
Yeah.
And T has started doing this thing where he just walks around screaming the whole time or making these insane noises. So it's there's never one tiny moment of quiet. And now I'm like, I know. Well, I actually was so glad to have the time off work. And I was like, this is great. I can look at me playing hide and seek with my kids. I'm never playing hide and seek again.
Yeah, I was really interested in this. And I'm a big fan of Vogue Williams, actually. And I listen to the podcast, too, from time to time. But it did get me thinking, is there an expectation on people to take their friends or their families, family members, kids, when they're over for the holidays, when they're here at Christmas, during the summer, even just at the weekends? Like, should there be an expectation on people to take your kids for a couple of hours if you're under a bit of pressure? 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. Katie Mack is with me. Katie is from the Opinions Matter podcast. Katie, would you ever step in and offer to mind a family member's children?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, it's not something I would have done before I had kids, but my brother recently moved back from the UK and he has a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. And I would often take now the 5-year-old who's in school with my son. I'd collect them both from school and take them together, because it's only becoming a parent you realise this is really hard. I mean, you cannot do anything and you're mommy, you're a referee, you're like, it's just constant. So when I initially heard what folks said, I was like, ooh, being it's a bit entitled. But no, she's, as parents, we all like a break. Parenting is hard. It's demanding. It's harder than any job I've ever done.
Yeah.
It's more rewarding, but it is very, very difficult. And your kids always need a bit of you for something. You don't get peace and quiet. You don't get time to think. You're trying to clean the house. Like, I'm sweeping the floor. My daughter's trying to help. She's sweeping behind me. She's spreading the mess out. So to get that time, I think, you know, decent family members, whatever about friends, I think decent family members would step in and help. Now, I kind of exhaust my childcare a little bit, because when I work during the week, my parents-in-law and my parents do the child minding. That's something they wanted to do from when I was pregnant. And I kind of say to them, you know, it's a loss to mind other people's kids. I can look at, you know, childcare. And they're like, no, we want to do it. We're happy to. So I'm very lucky, which means at the weekends and sometimes I've exhausted my avenues.
It's hard to go back and ask again when they've given you a dig out during the week.
Now, to be fair, I am very, very lucky. Either my parents or my mother-in-law, my father-in-law would take the kids off like maybe once a month on a Saturday for the whole day and would bring them back at 7. So I'm a lot luckier than a lot of people. But like, that time is golden. Like, you're counting down the minutes till you have that time, and then it goes so fast. Every parent needs a break, and I think any decent family members would offer. You know, you hear these people are like, oh, you know, I've raised my kids, I'm not taking yours. Like, I think that's a bit mean. Okay, whatever about, you know, doing the full-time childcare and stuff, but like, having kids, like I said, is difficult. It's time consuming, it's energy consuming, mentally and physically, and we all need a break. So it's something that I definitely would offer my brother and my sister-in-law now.
So you would step in and, yeah. But I'm interested.
Working from home.
Yeah, when your brother will say move back, as you mentioned, like, I'm sure there probably wasn't, though, an expectation, or maybe there was, on you, Katie, to do that.
No, there probably, you see, I had offered before. The reason he actually moved back was because they had no support in the UK.
Yeah.
He's French, he's Irish, there's no family over there. And that support makes a massive difference. Like, even down to, you know, if you're sick, and I ended up in hospital last January in an emergency situation, and having family, you know, that you can kind of say, look, I'm not well, can you give me a hand? And you really do need that. I think every parent needs that. It's very isolating being a parent. So I think having a support network, and, you know, a decent support network around you is really,
important.
Really, really, really important.
What about you, Jason? Would you ever expect family or friends maybe to offer half an hour over the Christmas, or step in and give you a bit of a dig out with the kids?
Hi there, how are you doing?
Good.
I would absolutely expect family, yes. And I'll say that because I was the youngest of six. And when my first sister got married, she had children, I was only 12. So for me as the youngest, it felt like I had, you know, they were younger brothers and sisters almost to me.
Yeah.
You know? So I took a massive interest in all my family's kids, both my sisters and all my brothers. I'm an adventurous sports instructor, so I took them sailing, I took them canoeing. I've put them on sailing trips down the southwest coast of Ireland. I used to come back from traveling abroad, grab all my nieces and bring them to the cinema to see the local film.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that I loved doing it because I had an input on those children's little minds. But also, I felt that I was never going to have kids myself. Now, that all changed later in my life. But I did spend an awful lot of time looking after my brothers and sisters' children.
So it's payback, Jason.
Willingly.
It's payback.
Absolutely willing to. That's what I expected. And I got nothing. And myself and my
wife. And all
nothing.
You did
myself
for them, Jason.
Myself and my wife, we don't live in the same county. So we live in another county. My wife isn't from here. But we have been ostracized. We had twin boys. And they're 6 years old now. And we've had absolutely no... We have to pay for babysitters to come in. I would never expect friends to look after my kids. And I don't think I've ever done it. The odd couple of hours or something like that for a goddaughter. But family, absolutely. I would have expected it. And, you know, I mean, the input I had on my nieces and nephews... I mean, on some of them, I changed their careers. And I can say that proudly.
Yeah.
The influence I had on them. So, and they have beautiful careers because of it. And I think I was a positive force in all their lives. So I would have wanted the same for my children. It just didn't materialize.
Happen, yeah.
Whether there was an age difference between us all. I'm the youngest of a family. They all had their kids. They were all grown by the time I had my children. You know, they were on a different part of their lives. Their kids were in college, whereas I'm raising toddlers. So I suppose I'll give them that excuse. But absolutely, I would expect family to come in and help you out with your kids. I think that's what families are for. Surely.
Okay.
Surely families are there to give you support, to have an influence on your children, a positive influence.
Yeah.
To give them that sort of, I mean, I wanted to be the wealthy uncle. I wasn't wealthy, but I wanted to be that spoiling uncle. You know, I used to go back and I'd get them PlayStations. I'd spend all my salary at Christmas buying these children that weren't even mine, these fantastic presents.
And now they won't even give you an hour or two back, Jason.
Well, look.
You've every right to be disgruntled.
Maybe it's a salary tale here. Yeah. Maybe it's a salary tale for people out there. You know?
There's a texter here.
You've got to be willing to give. Don't expect anything back.
Yeah, texter here says, nobody should be expected to mind your children. Stay at home and mind them yourself, or hire a competent, responsible, reliable, honest, capable person who your children are happy with, that they can communicate and interact with. I've minded our own kids for 15 years and I have never expected anybody else to do it. They're very happy children as well. Dee in Dublin tells me that she recently had people staying with their child. Never ever again. They would lie on in the bed, expect their precious kids to be looked after. They would never correct them when they were misbehaving. Why should anybody be expected to mind your children? I have four myself. I've never asked or would expect others to take care of my responsibilities. And this listener says, you should really change this question, Andrea, to when have people offered to help their friends? It's not an expectation, it's about offering. And it's all about give and take too. What about you, Margaret? Margaret's with us in Longford. I believe you spend a lot of time with your grandchildren. Do you mind doing that, Margaret, or is it an expectation?
No, it's definitely not expected, no. And I just absolutely love it because I didn't have much time to spend with my own children because I wasn't working anywhere, but I was working on a farm and we were always busy, you know. And I just love it. And they just love the call when the most evenings they come from school. Now, not to me, to mind them, because, I mean, the oldest girl is 16, but they just come because they know we'd be busy here and out and give us a hand and that's it. And I don't think they ever expect anything back of me.
Yeah. And that is that your son or daughter's children, Margaret?
That's my daughter's children and my son's children, because we live quite close, like.
Great. So they're probably delighted.
Sure they are. Sure, it's great for them. And they don't find any big deal about, right, come on, we have to go over now and clean out these sheds, or come on, we have to get a load of turf in, or come on, run into the town. I can't change my clothes. Run into the town and get me a bit of shopping. I drive them in, they'd hop out into the town, get me the shopping.
But your son and daughter, then I take it, your son and daughter, they don't expect you to do this, but I'm sure they love that you do.
100% not. No, didn't. And they never asked me to mind them, like when they were younger and they were work and they didn't say, "Mammy, we need you and you have to help us," or this, that, or the other. They didn't. No. No.
So
look, it's the best years you have, because as I say, you didn't get a chance to spend it as much with your own the things, you know.
I'm sure as a grandmum you love it as well, Margaret. So the listener here has got in touch 087 1400 106 to say, I was listening to your Vogue Williams piece there. I have never heard such nonsense. You have your kids, you mind them. Believe it or not, if you decide to have them in the first place, they're your responsibility. What a concept. Give me a break. Such self-entitled nonsense. Arianna Dunn, who presents the Solo Matters podcast, is with me on the line today. Would you ever offer your friends an hour or two's break, Arianna, to step in and take the kids for them?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I actually do, to be honest.
Do
I offer
you?
My friends and my family. Yeah, I don't have
Jesus,
any kids myself.
I've never done it.
I do. Look, I'm a life coach as well, and you know, I don't have any kids myself. I'm from a big family. I've got 15 nieces and nephews, and I've got quite a few godchildren. And I know how difficult it is to, you know, to basically parent your child and to not be able to maybe go out on date nights with your partner and kind of like lose that. So I'll often say to my friends, because I have a lot of experience with minding kids over the years, except for not having any of my own. So I'll always say, so listen, if you want to go out with your partner or your husband, you know, I can take the baby, you know, I'm happy to come over and spend a few hours. But it's quite interesting, you know, I think certainly for new mums and in that first year, a lot of them are very reluctant to kind of like leave the child or take them up on that offer. And funnily enough, I find actually as the children get older, they have busier social lives than we do. It's hard to even, you know, I'll say to my friend, I have my goddaughter, one of my best friend's children, and I often say to, you know, my friend, I want to take her out to get her nails done or to just take her out for the day. And between her swimming and her GAA and her drama, it's kind of hard to pin down
to fit
a date.
It in.
But I think what, you know, in terms of Vogue's statement, I mean, you know, I also think it's, you know, I don't offer that to children who I think are a bit naughty or a little bit of a handful. I mean, I think it's quite funny that Vogue sort of made that statement and then followed it up with that Theo has developed this annoying habit of screaming nonstop. I was thinking maybe that's why they're not offering. But also she lives away and people for out of sight, out of mind. I think sometimes when you have friends, I have a friend who lives in America, she comes home with her daughter. I wouldn't be offering her because I think I'd want to see her at the same time as the child, you know. So I think Vogue is maybe a little bit confused about what it's like to come home at Christmas. People want to see her and Spencer as much as they do just the kids, you know.
Yeah, listener here says, I'm sick to the back teeth of these mummies who think everybody's world revolves around their children. It's your kids, it's your choice, it's very simply your responsibility. Nikki is with me in the line in Roscommon. Nikki, do you ever expect anybody to pick up the phone and offer to take the children for an hour or two during the weekend? Is Nikki with us? Hi, Nikki. How are you?
Hi. Sorry, can you hear me?
I can indeed.
Fabulous. I have three children. So my oldest is 6 in 2 months' time. I have a 3-year-old and I have a 1-year-old. My children, my responsibility. If I have friends and family coming to visit or if I'm going to visit friends and family, I don't have the expectation of, oh, they'll take the kids for a couple of hours or anything like that. Now, I have had friends offer, especially when it was me and my husband's wedding anniversary. We were all on vacation together and they're like, hey, we'll take the kids for like an hour or two, go have a nice meal together. And that was when I had 2, I didn't have 3 at the time. But I would never expect it. It's not something to have that expectation and then be disappointed about either. That's just a bit silly in my opinion.
But do people by all accounts, it sounds, Nikki, like people do offer to step in and help.
They do. My very close friends, so my children would call them aunt and uncle, even though they're not biologically their aunt and uncle. They would offer to look after children. Like, they came over and visited recently and my eldest wanted to build Lego with his uncle and his uncle was happy to go play Lego because they wanted to just have time bonding. But I wouldn't expect it. There's a difference of it's nice when it happens and it's like just organic and it just happens and they want to spend time together with the children as well as with me and my husband. But there's no expectation of, oh, they will look after the kids and I can sneak away. If I want someone to come look after the children, to go on a date with my husband, I hire a wonderful childminder who comes and looks after the children, and me and my husband get to go on a date.
Do all of that.
And there's no like expectation of family to come and do it, because that's not fair. In my opinion, anyway.
Yeah, I imagine it must be very difficult, particularly when people are travelling, if they're living abroad and coming home, and maybe if they do have an expectation and perhaps it doesn't happen. Keep your thoughts coming into us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.